Hey, y'all, Zach McDonald, your real estate agent with Real Property Associates, and this is my King County real estate market update for February 2024. King County, what's up? We're looking at the housing market stats here from last month, January 2024. And we're going to talk about what's going on in the King County housing market as we head towards the spring. And if we're looking at the new listings, we saw a slight uptick in year-over-year numbers here, 5.4%. So that's good. More houses coming on the market. We really haven't seen enough houses coming on the market in King County here for a while. And if we look at the new listing jump from last month, we had 545 new listings in December versus the 1,324. So that's a nice healthy jump. Again, pretty normal to see that jump from the holiday season into January. My hope is that we would continue to see those numbers climbing in 2024 as we head towards the spring market. Now, pending sales also up considerably from last month, but about the same as last year, 1,202 pending sales in King County. Closed sales down 6.8%. So a slight uptick in listings, slight drop off in the closed sales. Days on market, 45 days on market in King County last year, 42 this year, 6.7% drop. I mean, not much to speak of, but still houses selling a little bit faster this year than last year at the same time. They did take a little bit longer than last month. And again, typically when we're looking at January stats, we're really looking at sales that would have been under contract in December, some at the beginning of January when the market was a little bit slower. So I'm not surprised to see the days on market number here being a little bit higher. We'll see that number drop off as we head towards the spring. Median sales price here in King County last month was $861,927. This is 7.8% higher than last year. Last year, we were just under 800,000. So about a $62,000 jump in the prices here, at least according to the median sales price. If we look at the average sales price, we see a 12% jump in the average sales price from last year. And according to my numbers here, that's $121,000 more on average for a house in King County. Now, homes are selling for about the asking price. 99.7% of the asking price last year, 97.7, so a 2% jump. Last year, you were getting some discounts at the beginning of the year. Maybe the seller was paying some closing costs for you, helping buy down your mortgage rate. Maybe they were dropping the price and doing a little bit of all of it. It started to shift around mid-February. And when that happened, all of a sudden, no more interest rate buy downs, even though interest rates continued to rise. And at the same time, buyers were not getting any discount on the purchase price either. So what happened around February last year is we saw that houses weren't necessarily selling for more than asking price, but they were selling for asking price. And we also saw that you weren't getting closing costs. Now, it's quickly turned to removing contingencies again from the contracts and bringing back some multiple offer scenarios just very briefly. And looking at the inventory numbers here, the amount of homes for sale, I'm seeing, well, I would say concerning is not the right word. I just don't think we've got a lot of inventory. Inventory of homes for sales down 31% in King County. It was even more dramatic in Snohomish County. So this whole Seattle region is really in that same boat. I'm seeing 31% down in King County, and that's a massive drop off. I mean, really, it's more than 500 houses fewer than last year. The months of inventory, though, only 10% down, 0.9 months versus 1 month. So pretty similar. And that's really because we've seen that drop off in activity as well. But what's been happening recently is we're seeing more activity across King and Snohomish County, but we're not seeing a lot of new listings yet. So it's just keeping those supply numbers low. And 0.9 months is less than a month of housing inventory. And that is a strong seller's market still. And seller's markets, when the sellers have the advantage in the negotiations, that's why we're seeing houses selling for asking price. Now, if we got into that half a month or even less of inventory, which I wouldn't be surprised to see later in the year, we're going to start to see homes above asking price, contingencies removed from the contract. And that's not what buyers want, right? Buyers want to be able to buy in a more balanced market. It's not right now balanced, but it's closer to balance. It gets way out of balance if these inventory numbers continue dwindling. So as I'm looking at these numbers and I'm studying the market on a weekly basis in the Seattle housing market watches. So if you're not following those, I would suggest paying attention to those weekly updates. What we're seeing is just things are tightening up and tightening up, which to me is a sign that as interest rates start coming down, which many are expecting to do here in the next couple months, that we're going to see a lot of new buyers in the market and we're going to start to see some of that upward price pressure. So if you're a buyer, somebody thinking about buying in King County, whether that's Seattle or Bellevue or somewhere on the east side or maybe even on the south end, happy to have a conversation with you about what's going on here in the housing market specific to your situation and the area that you're looking at. And if you're somebody thinking about selling here in King County, you're probably going to appreciate selling earlier in the year when things are most competitive. It may turn out that later in the year is just as competitive though with some of these rate drops. So again, I can't predict the future, but just from past trends, the spring and really early summer is usually the hottest time of the year. Typically, when you get into the middle of the summer, you got people traveling, so you've got less buyers in the market. But things might be a little different this year if rates are also dropping down in the summertime here too. So thanks so much for watching this month's King County Real Estate Market Update. If you made it all the way to the end, I've got a couple favors for you. Number one, if this was valuable for you, please consider subscribing and following along on a regular basis. And if you know somebody who could benefit from this content, please share it with them.